Mark.
Hi.
Hi, honey. You guys play the way you did today at practice, and you are a lock for the championships.
Wildcats will prevail.
Yes.
Oh, I just can't wait to go to your championship game, Sweetie Pie.
Mom, there are no Sweetie Pies in basketball.
Well, that's what makes you so special.
Frank, she's killing me.
Carol.
So I want to get to the game real early because I want to get a really great seat.
Well, honey, Mark and I have been talking, mm-hmm. and we thought maybe it would be best if, just for the championship game, if maybe you sat a little farther away from the court.
Oh, like where?
Like here.
But I always go to Mark's games.
Yeah, and you always embarrass me.
How do I embarrass you?
By standing up in the middle of the game yelling, "Don't worry, honey, you'll hit the basket next time. You're still my little MVP."
So, you don't want me to go to your game after I carried you for 9 months and gave birth in the hospital parking lot in the snow?
Frank, she's got me back in the birth canal. Do something.
Listen, Carol, you're a wonderful mother, and we both love you, but if you set one foot in the gym, I'll have security take you out.
But I made a cake for the whole team. It's in the shape of a basketball. It says, "Good luck, dribble bunnies."
Kitty's here. The kitty's gone. The kitty's here. Kitty's gone. God, I have no life.
What a night. I have never been so moved.
So, Rich, you look spiffy. How was the opera?
Oh, it was great. Fantabulous. I'm a true opera head.
Well, if you thought the opera was fun, wait till next week, because we are going to the ballet.
Oh, we're going to the ballet.
$10 says it's the Nutcracker.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. I think you guys make a beautiful couple. A strong woman and a doormat.
Hey, I'm not a doormat. I got plenty of say in this relationship. Don't I?
Of course you do.
Of course I do.
Oh, man, this is pathetic. Since you started going out with Barky, it's like you've been neutered. I can't remember the last time we went out on a Saturday night and did guy stuff.
I could go out with you Saturday night and do guy stuff if I wanted to. Good night, sweetie.
Don't ask her. Are you a man or aren't you?
Dang, of course I'm a man.
So what are you saying? So you'd rather spend Saturday night with Jughead than with me?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I would. Saturday night, me and my buddy are gonna go out and do some guy stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
Man stuff.
Yeah.
Another thing, woman, I'm hungry. Why don't you go in that kitchen and make me a sandwich?
Rich, I'll tell you what. You wait here. When you see a pig come flying through the room, I'll be back with your sandwich.
Guess I told her, huh? Yeah.
This is what happened to Delta Burke. Carol, I have this super fantastic news. I was at the salon doing my... Maybe. I was at the salon doing my 21st Jennifer Aniston haircut of the day when it suddenly hit me. I don't like this woman's hair. You know, there's a big C-shape over here, and another one over here. It looks like two Pac-Man are going to meet in the middle and eat Jennifer's face. Suddenly, it come to me. I have the solution for your little problem with Mark.
It's not a little problem. I have been banned from my son's basketball game. My son, my own flesh and blood that I carried for 9 months and gave birth in the hospital parking lot in the snow.
Have I told you about that before?
Repeatedly. Now listen to me, Miss Piggy. You got to stop feeling sorry for yourself. Guess what?
What?
You are going to Mark's game, but you are not going to Mark's game.
What are you talking about?
Don't ask me any questions. Just take your clothes off.
What?
No, don't come yet. I want to pretend that I don't know who you are. That I never see you before in my life. I don't even know where I am. I just want to clear my head. I want to empty my mind. Okay. Entrez.
So what do you think?
Well, I think that you look like a woman dressed as a man.
Well, then fix it. Make me look like a real man.
Ma chérie, that would require numerous injections and a trip to Sweden.
Well, this is going to have to do because Mark's game is in 5 minutes.
No, Carol, look. I know this was my idea, okay? But now that I see it, I really hate it. I can't let you go to the game looking like this.
Well, I don't care. This is my son's championship ball game. I'm not going to miss it. I don't care what you think.
Well, Carol, please just... for the love of Saint Michel, don't open your mouth. Don't say nothing or you will really be discovered.
Will you trust me? No one will find out that I'm a woman.
She's a dead man.
Let's go, Frank. Come on.
Well, this is great, Frank.
Yeah, I think we're wiping up the floor with these boys.
No, I wasn't talking about that. I'm just glad we left Mom and her big mouth back home. Was that guy wearing perfume?
Yeah, he'd put on a free game, all kinds of weirdos show up.
Okay, Wildcats, we got these losers on the ropes. Now bury their wimpy little butts. Good game, huh?
Okay, Mark, go in for Billy. Go!
You're putting in Mark Foster, the wussy boy? Get real. I can get up the floor faster than that little twerp, and I got a steel rod in my hip. Hey!
Sorry, got a nervous twitch.
No problem. Got one myself. Took a bullet and nam.
Okay, that's good, Mark. Now, 15. Here we go. Hey, all right!
What is this, trucker night at the ball game?
Bonsoir, good buddy.
What are you doing here?
I came here to keep you from exposing yourself. Is that comment for us?
Yes. Why are you dressed like this?
Well, I could not come as Jean-Luc Royer-Perrou. If I was recognized, then I would be trampled to death by women who want me to clean up their split ends. So I disguise myself as a typical American trucker, except for the fact that my hair has twice the shine, twice the body, and the secret is protein.
That's traveling, Foster!
It's basketball, Foster, not a track meet, you pencil-neck geek!
Yay!
dribbling the ball, you little mama's boy.
Hey, that's my kid you're talking about.
Well, no wonder he's a wimp. His father talks like a girl.
Take back what you said about him. Take it back.
Carol,
take
it back. Oh, leave,
you know, you heard me. You heard me. He's a little weenie. Why don't you take him home and put him in his Girl Scout uniform so we can get some real men out here?
All right. All right, Fuller head. No. Come on, you're going down.
Good God, that's one of them cross-dressing freaks from Milwaukee.
Stop it. Hey, man, we got some trailer trash fighting in the stands. Help me break this up.
I'm not
Oh, aren't you bonzos? Get out of here.
This pervert and her boyfriend started this.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're a big mouth bass.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Frank. Hi, sweetie pie.
No doubt about it. I'm looking at therapy.
Rich, on guard.
Wow, man, isn't this great?
This is great.
Guys going around doing guy stuff, huh?
You know, I'm starting to miss the opera. I'm going to call Dana.
Oh, no, you don't. That'd be giving up, okay? You might as well mail her your manhood in a paper bag. A small paper bag.
Dana, it'll be fun. You'll see.
Guys, I don't like parties that much, okay? I would just rather be home reading a book.
No. Dana, I'm not going to let you sit home alone while Rich is out having a good time. I mean, that'd be like giving him all the power in the relationship.
Oh, God, what's Barky doing here?
Dina's here. Dina's here. Oh, my God, I can't let her see me standing here alone. She'll think I'm a loser like you. You, dance with me.
Get real.
Fine, look, if you dance with me, I'll give you $5.
$10 and a pizza. And no touching.
You got it. Deal. Let's...
Here. That no good two-timing pig dog. He's dancing with another woman.
And not very well.
He said he wanted to go out with JT and do guy things.
Well, he's cheating on you.
That is a guy thing. Yeah? Well, revenge is a girl thing. You dance with me.
Sure. Nice to meet you. My name's...
Shut up. No names. Just dance.
Hey!
Oh, hello, Rich. Good to see you're having a happy guy night with your guy friend, Jessica Rabbit.
Well, you're not exactly home watching Murphy Brown, now, are you?
Hi, my name's...
Nobody cares. You lied to me. You said you wanted to hang out with JT, and here you are picking up on some cheap bimbo.
Oh, no, I'm not cheap. I'm getting $10 and a pizza for this.
Beat it, Barbie.
Hey, that's not a nice thing to call her.
Oh, no, no, it's really okay. My name really is Barbie.
No way. My name's Ken.
It's fake. You know, I really do drive a pink Corvette.
So this is your idea of a guy night? Hmm? Cruising for other women?
Well, you seem to be having a pretty good time with Mr. Boy Toy over there.
I can dance with whoever I want to. You don't own me.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
No, you know what you are? You're a control freak.
Take that back.
Gee, there you go again. Always ordering me around. Everything always has to be your way, doesn't it? You pick the movie. You pick the restaurant. You even tell me what to order for dessert. Like some bizarre cross between Adolf Hitler and Martha Stewart.
How dare you compare me to Martha Stewart? Take it back. Take it back, or all. I will smash this cake right in your face.
Damn. You don't have the gut.
Well, I certainly hope that you like wearing pastry.
You're not man enough to do it.
Now, wait a second. You are gonna pay for that.
Wait a second, I've seen enough. I let it go too far. You guys are acting like morons.
You know what, JT? There were no problems in our relationship until you stuck your big nose in.
Hey, you know, Dana's right. We were doing just fine until you got into it.
I was just trying to help. Your relationship is sick and demented, and I thought I needed to point that out. You should thank me.
You know, Dana, he's right. We should thank him.
Yes, you should.
Here you go, JT.
People. Would you look at those two? They're disgusting.
Sorry, Dana. I said some things I didn't mean. I guess I just got crazy when I saw you with that guy.
I was only dancing with him because I couldn't stand seeing you dance with that girl. But I guess you wouldn't have even been at this party in the first place if I wasn't always dragging you to the ballet and dragging you to the opera. And...
Well, it would be nice to have a
little say once in a while.
Okay, so what do you want to do next weekend?
One word. WrestleMania. It's like ballet, but there's big fat guys dancing in their underwear.
What else you got?
I don't know. It's got to be something we both like.
I like cake.
I like cake, too. Oh, you got some on your nose.
Do you mind if I talk to Mark alone?
Oh, no. I don't want to be anywhere near this conversation.
Oh, Mark. Look, I know I embarrassed you. It's just that when you told me that, you know, you didn't want me to come to your game, I felt shut out of your life, and I'm not ready for it.
Mom, I'm 15 years old. It's not healthy for you to be hanging around me all the time calling me baby names. You're gonna have to let me grow up.
I know, you're right. I have to give you some space. It's just... Isn't there any way I can fit into your life anymore?
Okay. You can come to my games under the following conditions. Okay. Number one, you will not call me sweetie pie, pumpkin, muffin, or any other food item.
Damn.
Number two, please wear clothes that come from your side of the closet only. And number three, you will never, ever, under any circumstances, sew my name into my jock strap again.
But what if they get mixed
Mom.
Up with...
Right.
Sorry. Thanks. Hey, no one should ever be embarrassed by their family.
Hey, guys. So how's the game?
Brendan, is there something that you would like to tell us?
Oh, you mean the tutu. Lily made me play ballerina with her.
Hey, Brendan. Come on, Brendan, it's your turn to be the sugar plum fairy.
You know, maybe it's time Frank take all the guys in the house out for a little fishing trip.